Hello and welcome back to another episode of Wonder, Wings and Wisdom, where we seek understanding and share insights on the deeper currents of life. I am Aditya Mataparthi and today we are tackling some significant topics: fear, anxiety, gratitude and the often misunderstood concept of the law of attraction. Let's dive into why fear and anxiety clash with gratitude and challenge the effectiveness of the law of attraction. Fear and anxiety are emotions rooted in our survival instincts, alerts from our psyche about potential threats or dangers. These feelings are not just uncomfortable, they are constricting, often trapping us in a cycle of negative forecasting and worry. When we dwell in these states, our world shrinks. We focus on what might go wrong, not on what is already right. This is the antithesis of gratitude. Gratitude, by its very nature, expands our perspective. It's an affirmation of the good that's already present and a celebration of the potential for positive outcomes. It's about opening up, not closing down. When we practice gratitude, we deliberately shift our focus from fear-driven narratives to acknowledgements of abundance, safety, and well-being. This shift is crucial because it liberates energy from the grip of fear and channels it into more constructive and uplifting activities. Now, onto the law of attraction, a popular concept suggesting that by focusing on positive or negative thoughts, one can bring in positive or negative experiences in their own life. While optimism is certainly beneficial, the law of attraction oversimplifies the complexities of human emotions and circumstances. It suggests a level of control that we don't truly possess and can inadvertently lead people to blame themselves for every misfortune. The key issue here is that the law of attraction often ignores the deep-seated power structures, random chance, and external factors that influence lives. It also underestimates how tough it can be to simply switch off feelings like fear and anxiety, which are sometimes deeply embedded in our psyche due to past traumas or ongoing struggles. Instead of adhering strictly to the law of attraction, we should aim for the balanced approach where we acknowledge our fears but choose to focus more on gratitude. This approach encourages resilience, the ability to face reality as it is, but also find joy and appreciation amidst that reality. As we conclude today's episode, I encourage you to reflect on the interplay between fear, gratitude, the narratives we tell ourselves about our power to shape our lives. Remember, it's not about denying fear, but about conquering it with the powerful act of gratitude. Thank you for tuning into Wonder, Wings and Wisdom. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep nurturing gratitude. Until next time, walk in wisdom and let your thoughts soar to new heights. Thank you.